I Am Not a Serial Killer by Dan Wells. Narrated by John Allen Nelson. Copyright 2009 by Dan Wells. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with St. Martin's Press and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. Mrs. Anderson was dead. Nothing flashy, just old age. She went to bed one night and never woke up. They say it was a peaceful, dignified way to die, which I suppose is technically true, but the 3 days it took for someone to realize they hadn't seen her in a while removed most of the dignity from the situation. Her daughter eventually dropped by to check on her and found her corpse 3 days rotted and stinking like roadkill. And the worst part isn't the rotting, it's the 3 days. 3 whole days before anyone cared enough to say, "Wait, where's that old lady that lives down by the canal?" There's not a lot of dignity in that. But peaceful, certainly. She died quietly in her sleep on August 30th, according to the coroner, which means she died 2 days before something tore Jeb Jolly's insides out and left him in a puddle behind the laundromat. We didn't know it at the time, but that made Mrs. Anderson the last person in Clayton County to die of natural causes for almost 6 months. The Clayton killer got the rest. Well, most of them. All but one. We got Mrs. Anderson's body on Saturday, September 2nd, after the coroner was done with it. Or, I guess I should say, that my mom and Aunt Margaret got the body. Not me. They're the ones who run the mortuary. I'm only 15. I'd been in town most of the day, watching the police clean up the mess with Jeb.